Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Owls are birds of prey that hunt at night. We hardly ever see them because when the hawks and falcons of the daytime world clock out, the owls clock in. On silent, fluffy-edged, stealth wings, they hunt small nocturnal animals while it's dark, occasionally hooting or screaming at each other through the night. Then, when the sun shows up again, they repair to their favorite roost and let the other raptors go about their business of eating day creatures. And yet, we humans, notorious day dwellers, pay a lot of attention to these night birds. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Denver Holt, the founder and lead researcher of the Owl Research Institute based in Charlo, Montana. He said, "Owls are probably one of the most widely recognized groups of animals in the world. They're in all cultures. No matter how far back you go, there's always art or myths or stories about owls. They're on our corporate logos, sports logos, products use them to advertise. They're on castle walls and churches. I have a Greek coin that dates back to 400 BCE with an owl on it." Even cave art in what's now France that dates back around 30,000 years contains an etching of an owl. So what is it about owls? They're not super conspicuous birds, just like moles aren't super conspicuous rodents. But you don't see us going around putting moles' faces all over Tootsie Pop wrappers and TripAdvisor billboards. But owls are pretty cool. Although they are birds of prey, they're more closely related to mouse birds and kingfishers than eagles, hawks, or falcons. However, they also fill the exact ecological niche as these other hunting birds, except they evolved to be terrifying night killers instead of terrifying day killers. Owls are masters of camouflage. Even though they share that ecological niche with other raptors, the day shift sees owls as a food source just as much as a rabbit or a squirrel. They use their feathers to help them blend in with their surroundings and hide from predators. Another aspect of an owl's mystique is in their eyes. They have to be large in order to see in the dark. And at this point in their evolution, a significant portion of what's inside an owl's skull is straight-up eyeball. Their eyes are cylindrical, and they extend all the way to the back of their head. You can even see a portion of their eyeballs through their ear holes. And their eyes can't roll around in their heads, which means that an owl's head has to do most of the rolling around work. It's for this reason that they can swivel their heads entirely around on their necks. Another thing owls have to be able to do at night is hear. An owl's night vision can only get them so far, so they require their auditory sense to get them where they need to be while hunting, which is where their big, round faces and lopsided ears come in. While the feathers on the top of some owl species' heads look like ears, those actually serve a function more akin to eyebrows. Their ears are large openings on the sides of their heads. One ear is always lower than the other, which helps them triangulate sound. A noise will go into one ear a little bit before it arrives in the other, to better tell which direction that noise is coming from. To make their sense of hearing even keener, an owl's entire face acts as a sort of satellite dish for sound waves. Their beaks are tiny to keep out of the way, and the circular depressions around their huge eyes boost their ability to snag the sound of a mouse scurrying beneath the snow, like a catcher's mitt. Also, there are the noises that owls themselves make. From haunting hoots to a barn owl's horrific shriek hiss, it's horror movie stuff, and a shriek owl's cry like a very lonely and distressed dog. So, piecing the evidence together, nocturnal winged killing machines with incredible night-seeing powers, a preternatural sense of hearing, and a bizarre vocal repertoire, you can see why they've inspired so many myths and superstitions. And these stories are a mixed bag, though many of them were unflattering. One ancient Greek and Roman superstition indicated that owls were witches in disguise and would suck the blood right out of your baby. But the same cultures also believed owls to be connected to Athena, the powerful and influential goddess of wisdom and warfare. Her ancient Sumerian precursor was Lilith, who is depicted as a horned, taloned goddess surrounded by owls in a 4,300-year-old Sumerian tablet. While Asian cultures largely considered owls to be good, protective spirits in disguise, most other cultures around the world considered owls to be the bringers of witchcraft, illness, and death. But why owls, which ordinarily stay out of our way and even manage our rodent pest population? Holt said, if we have strong feelings about owls, maybe it's because they look like us. They've got a large head, a flat face, big eyes, a symmetry about their mouth and nose. We tend to be attracted and repelled by animals that are morphologically similar to us. Today's episode is based on the article, Why Are We So Fascinated with Owls? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.